You're about to listen to the first experimental season of our show, formerly called NatOne Presents the Podcast. For better audio quality and our current ongoing D&D campaign, skip ahead to Season 2 featuring the Daft Monks.
On this episode of NatOne Presents...
In this possibly action movie, the worst dad in America slash truck driver is forced to take his son on a road trip with him. This is where we find out about his dad's passion, arm wrestling.
Adventure, heartwarming stories, role-playing that could only be seen by the gods. Here at Nat One Presents, you get all that and more. Now join us as we start another epic tale of
Just kidding. This is Nat One Presents, a tabletop role-playing game podcast that takes your favorite nerdy games and pop culture icons and ruins them with improv.
Hello and welcome to Nat One Presents the Podcast. Hey, Nate.
Hey, how's it going, Nate?
It's going good. What's new with you?
Oh, you know, disappointment.
I'm sorry.
Just, you know, being dejected. Yeah, you know, I didn't get that tattoo that I was ranting and raving about.
No, not the Nat One one. He had another specific one we had in mind.
Yeah, the one I was excited for.
Right, yes.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's tough. It's tough to find the right artist. It's like dating, except you're not even getting a free meal out of it.
Right. And it seems like it's a bigger commitment because this is going to be on your body for life.
Yeah. And I'm starting to feel like, so I I watch Ink Master just because I enjoy reality TV and I also enjoy art shows. And so it was like a good combination. Right. I know I don't know anything about tattoos just from watching Ink Master.
Right.
But what I did see is like, wow, that's what a bad customer looks like. And that's what a good customer. And I'm starting to like internalize now, like, am I the bad customer? And like, I'm not. I personally just feel like, you know, when I'm consulting with these artists, they're not being totally honest. Like they're being like, yep, I can do this. And then they draw it and then they just cut out the parts of my design they didn't want to do.
Right.
And then it's like, well, you said you could do it, you know? And then they always like, well, it's not my style. And it's like, well, why didn't we have this conversation in the beginning? And that's like, that has happened now 3 times. So I'm not going to give up. I'm going to fight the good fight, but I'm going to stay a tattoo virgin apparently until maybe I can find somebody who like is really willing to like kind of just go out of their comfort zone and draw something. And I think it'll be a pretty cool tattoo, Nate.
Like, I think this might be an Instagram
fucking whammy.
Right.
Because there's really no source material out there for it.
Right.
So one
and
day.
I think that's the problem with the artists nowadays is everybody's so worried with their social media presence that if they do one bad tattoo that they're not comfortable with, it doesn't even have to be bad. If it just looks okay and they're not comfortable with it, they don't want to do it because now their career is ruined with the whole cancel thing.
It's tough. I just, you know, again, like, you know, just be honest with me from the front. And maybe like, I don't know if it's like they over or underestimate their own skills. Like they think they can do it. But I'm just tired of like getting the sketch the day before or showing up the day of. And it's like, not like, oh, you made some like artistic choices, but like, no, you did something different than what I asked for.
Right.
Like that's getting,
not even
getting old,
I
Nate. Getting old.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, sorry. We try to keep the show positive. So we're going to move on. Tell me something good, Nate.
Let's see. Well, we got, you know, our bonus episode that we have on the Patreon is going to be coming up soon and it's a doozy.
Yeah.
To say the least.
It's something. It's what some of you have been asking for. It's what a lot of you probably never wanted.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And I hope you guys enjoy it. That's going to be the June bonus episode. No spoilers.
That's all I got to say about it. That's coming up.
Man, what are we doing today, Nate?
Today, I think we're still working on like a title, but it's going to be like an 80s movie quiz slash pitch idea where we both have our versions of a summary of an 80s movie and we kind of pitch it to each other and see if the other person can guess what movie that is. Or if it's even a real 80s movie.
Yeah.
Like some of these, like,
ooh,
no fucking way.
Did you? Ooh, I didn't even think about it. I don't know if I didn't throw in any like fake movies.
No, all mine are real too.
That would be super
80s
funny.
Movies are so ridiculous.
I wish
anyways.
I had done that. Like, I totally made one up. You're like, I have no idea. I'm like, yeah, I made that up. But it would be hard because these are bananas, Nate. Like going back. And so like I don't know what your process was. My process was for about half of them, I knew exactly a movie I wanted to do.
Right.
So I went back and I'm like, let me reread like on Wikipedia, the plot synopsis. And holy shit, like every time for those movies, I was like, wow, I did not pick up a lot of this other shit going on.
Right.
And it was like bonkers.
Oh, yeah.
Where I chuckled. Sometimes I literally just started laughing while reading the description. And we'll see if it comes through a little bit. And then other ones were just like, I knew they were ridiculous. And then I haven't, I'm just going to, some of them in a wing, some of them you guys will be able to tell on the air. I just straight up wrote my movie pitch as if I was like a coked out 80s consultant. Should we tell them how this episode even started? Yeah.
So originally I showed Nate a video, the Key and Peele video on YouTube, but it's the Gremlins one. And then I watched it and thought it was hilarious, but then I immediately went home and watched Gremlins 2. And it's all in the fucking movie. Look it up on YouTube. It's awesome sketch from Key and Peele, but everything they say is in the fucking Gremlins movie, and that made it so much funnier.
And they put that disclaimer at the end, but how funny is it that you actually just straight up watched it right?
And I'm like,
right,
there it is. We're making it up, man.
Those writers fucking knew exactly what they were doing. Yeah, he showed me the sketch the other day, and I'm like, that's fucking hilarious. Like, we could totally do that. Like, Nate and I, like, we caught the tail end of the 80s. I think we're 90s kids technically, yes. But like, we watched 90s kids watched a lot of 80s movies, especially the late 80s. So we're like, we can totally do this. We can make some of these pitches. So yeah, so these are today we're gonna, it's kind of almost falls under a Nate versus Nate. We're gonna try to stump each other with like banana crazy movie pitches and see if they can guess the movie. And yeah, I don't know. Do you want to go first?
I will go first.
Okay.
All right.
And I wanted to, we don't usually do extra sound effects in this one. Geek boner.
Right.
but we love that show, by the way. I went ahead and grabbed a track to play in the background because it really sets the mood while we're like doing pitches.
Right.
So, you ready?
I'm ready. Right. I don't know if I should, I'm just going to do regular voice and we'll see how it goes. All right. Here we go. In this fantastic fantasy tale, some kid robs from a store with malicious intent. He then proceeds to ditch school to admire his stolen item. Roll into this fantasy world where we are introduced to a couple dozen fanciful creatures, only to be forgotten about as our new main character is a human Native American child. We skip back and forth between criminal kid and native Luke Skywalker type kid who complains about everything, and by everything, I mean nothing. The worst part of this movie that stuck with me growing up, seriously, this is the worst fucking part of the movie, it was how his lazy fucking horse got stuck in some mud and just gave up on life and died. He didn't even try. He got stuck in the mud and was like, you know what? That's it. It's over for me. I'm going to die here. And I cried as a kid because I didn't want to see his horse get killed. Anyways, back to the little blip here. But looking back on it, if I was stuck with this Native American Luke Skywalker kid, I would have just died and given up too in that mud pit. Blah, 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 adventure stuff happens. The criminal eats a sandwich. I don't know why that stuck with me as a kid, him eating that sandwich, but it's a key point in my head. And somehow together they save the day, and then the criminal kid gets to fly on a giant dog, scaring probably the only other kids that even talk to him. Nate, what is that movie?
Wow. When you put it in terms like that, it sounds so crazy. Fucking Native American
kid. Yeah, Native American kid. Because it shows all kinds of monsters.
Is this Never-Ending Story?
It's a Never-Ending Story. Right.
Okay. Never-Ending Story.
It sounds so, like, when you, it's so bananas, it doesn't even, but then, like, literally as you connect the dots, I'm like, yeah,
all
right.
Everything happened.
Yep. Everything happened. All right, so I'm gonna be honest, there's a lot of movies I haven't seen or I just straight up don't remember. So I did see Neverending Story, but they played it when I was a young right. fucking kid, so I could not tell. I only remember some of the parts in that movie. Like, I don't remember the horse thing you were talking about at all, which apparently is a major part.
It stuck with me.
Stuck with you, yeah.
The horse's name was Artax, and he just gave up. He's like, come on, Artax. Artax's like, nope, I'm dying.
Just leave me to
die. Yep, leave me to die, dude. I'm done with you.
I mean, I can vibe with that.
Right?
Lately. In 2021, like, I just want to be left to die.
And now that we're getting older and shit, like, just let me die, right? Man.
Like, we're sympathizing with the characters we're not supposed to.
Right.
All right.
And then a side note for everybody. I make fun of all these movies, but seriously, I hold all these movies I listed near and dear to my heart. I love these movies.
Every movie I picked, I love too. So we're going to, it's going to sound like we're trashing on them, but, and we are, but it's out of
right.
love. Like, no, out no love. Different than picking on your little or older brother or right. whatever, you know.
Same dip.
All right. We're going to try mine?
Yeah, let's try it. What do you got?
All right. So mine, guys, needs a little bit more off the cuff. You can just kind of do it. Mine are scripted. You'll be able to tell. Because it goes on for like 60 seconds. But here we go. Ready?
Yep.
I'm going to restart the song.
Okay.
I need the music to like pump me up a little bit.
Yeah, do it.
Okay. All right. Okay. So hear me out.
What if I told you there was a 90-minute movie about a young boy with PTSD, but the twist is riddled with product placements? I'm thinking the boy is 9-year-old, and you know what? He has a twin sister. Ooh, but she drowned. Okay, you're probably thinking this is going to be a really thoughtful movie about healing and trauma. Nope. We're going to say that his parents are trash, and they're just going to put him in a mental institute. Okay, so anyway, you're going to have a... Yeah, the young kid, he's going to have a brother. No, a half-brother. He's also a teenager, and his half-brother's just going to kidnap him for some reason. Because nobody in this family apparently cares about this kid's well-being. Oh, and there's a lunchbox, but more on that later. Okay, so it's actually a hitchhiking adventure with teenagers. And they pick up this other girl who's traveling to Reno because... reasons? Anyway, they decide they can fix their broken baby brother with a boatload of money. But what they need to do is have him win by playing arcade games, okay? So great, but it's an 80s movie, so we need a training montage. I'm thinking he practices pinball machines, and then he just straight up calls Nintendo Power. Okay? All right, I think we're getting somewhere.
Yep.
But we also need a bad guy that he's not related to.
Ooh, okay.
So also, instead of calling the police, his parents are going to call, let's say, a bounty hunter, okay? Now, the bounty hunter is going to be way less competent than this group of children, all right? But he's going to get close to catching them, so we're going to need another group of inept adults. I'm thinking truckers. It's going to be a big theme in the 80s, all right? So the truckers are going to aid in the kidnapping of these children, but we still need one more villain. So I'm thinking he's an asshole teenager that uses a video game gauntlet because, fuck it, it's a 90-minute commercial for video game placements.
Yes.
Lastly, we're going to have a huge twist at the end. The whole movie is actually just a promotion for Super Mario Bros. 3. Name that movie.
Ooh, you had me up until a lunchbox, and then it was The Wizard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love that movie.
It's like very nostalgic,
right?
And it is a cult classic, but it's also like straight up, it's kind of like it was very heavy handed in that, like between the Nintendo Power references, the actual arcade game references, the Power Glove
is what the fucking gauntlet's
called.
Yeah. And it was badass when they showed it.
And then straight up, it was like leading into the North American launch of Super Mario Bros. 3. So, like, it was very heavy handed, which is supposed to be about this like sentimental movie about a kid who's like dealing with like loss and his family being split apart and stuff.
Or is there like something wrong with him? We don't know. Yeah. And then what kind of shit parents hire a bounty hunter?
Yeah, that one got me. And then I like that they recruit a bunch of truckers who are like, we're going to stop you from taking this kid home. We're going to let these kids continue to travel.
They all grouped together and like blocked off a road and shit. It's crazy.
It's crazy. So in mine, I don't know about yours, but I draw some trends in my movies, okay? One is that a lot of my movies end with tournaments.
Okay.
80s movies apparently end with tournaments.
They love it. They
love tournaments. Also, truckers is a thing in a lot of my movies.
One of my movies coming up actually has a trucker in it.
Oh, I'm super nervous.
They love the truckers in the 80s.
Oh, hopefully it's just in a bunch of movies. So we'll see. We'll see. Okay. All right. Woof.
That was a good one. I love The Wizard. It was good.
Okay. All right.
Here we go. Number two for me. In this action movie based on a true story, seriously, it says a true fucking story in the beginning of this. A military man of some sort leaves. He just leaves. He abandons his post and just leaves. And apparently that's okay back then. He flies overseas to complete a family tradition for a family he's not even a member of. Okay, and then we have a flashback to when he's a kid. He gets caught doing a B&E on some elderly Asian man's house. There's a lot of these where kids are doing crimes, and apparently it's okay because that's going to lead into something else. So apparently in the 80s, a lot of kids were doing crimes. The man takes pity on this slow-looking child. Seriously, go back and look at him. He's really slow-looking. he decides that, hey, slow-looking kid, you can be a human punching bag for my son. And then it flashes back. He's going back to the military. They send two dudes to track him down. Only two dudes to track this guy down because apparently he's some sort of human killing machine trained by the military, and they need to track him down. But he's so important that one of the guys tracking him down is a senior fucking citizen. So, let's see. He beats the only other American when he gets there in a fighting video game, thus making him a BFF forever in the span of a couple minutes. Like, hey, we're both Americans, and I kicked your ass in this fighting arcade game. Now we're BFFs. Blah, blah, blah. He breaks one brick, and his new friend gets hospitalized by the buffest guy in the whole continent. All these things happen. He bangs some floozy reporter and immediately after gets revenge for his new friend and securing his not family's legacy. What is this movie?
Oh my God. What the fuck did you... I don't think I know this
All movie. These things happen. Check it. Based on a true fucking story, they say.
Floozy reporter? Oh my God. Like, give me some of the key points again. Like,
there is a tournament. Fuck. I left that out because I thought I'd give it away too much, but there is a tournament. A martial arts tournament.
This isn't fucking Karate Kid.
Not Karate Kid.
What?
And there's also a part where the old man forcibly grabs this guy and splits his legs apart with ropes and makes him do the splits, because that's training. And then he hits him with a wooden bamboo sword a couple times.
I feel like I should know this, but what the fuck?
Wow. It's just like the tunes.
I don't... You might have got me on this one.
What this one is Bloodsport, starring Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh, no, I probably didn't see that.
Right?
My dad would be so disappointed, but when he put on like certain action movies, I would just straight up fall asleep. This is probably one of them.
It's such a good one. He trains blind at one point, and then like the buffest guy in all of Asia throws blinding powder in his eyes. And there's a scene that I'll always remember because it's fucking ridiculous, where Jean-Claude's just got his eyes open and he can't see, and he's like, he makes that noise.
I'm going to have to go back and watch
this. And then he fights him and beats him blind.
But there's also video games?
Like, there was a video game. They show up at like the main... So apparently this is a top secret fighting organization, the Kumite, that they're fighting in. And they're all staying at the same fucking hotel, apparently. And there's a... So because it's in China, obviously. I think it's in China. I'm pretty sure. It doesn't look like Japan. And... there's an arcade machine in the lobby, and then him and his American friend are like, hey, you want to fight? And he's like, I don't know, you know. Jean-Claude's playing it cool, but then he fucking crushes him with the sticks, like boom, 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 fucking whipping that stick around and crushes him. And that's when they become friends.
Wow. I'm gonna have to go see now. Here's the risk at this activity today is that if I go back and watch this movie, I'm gonna be like, yes, all this is true, but it's also going to take away the like the punch of like all this crazy shit happening.
Right.
And like you've kind of told me in like a nutshell all this banana bonkers.
Right.
Bullshit. So, but I'm going to commit. Like yep. That should be like the wager is like if you get one wrong on this, you
ooh,
have to like yeah. go back and watch it.
So, ooh, maybe yeah. That's and it. Then now you're going to go back and be like, man, all this stuff does happen. I think that's some of the fun. So if you guys watching at home, go back and watch these and you're like, holy shit, all this weird stuff does happen.
We'll turn it into like a bingo board where yeah. we put all this like 80s stuff on.
It makes me want to like yeah. next time we do this segment, throw in wrong facts yeah. and then you guys got to figure it
oh
out.
Oh my God, that would be so hard, dude. That'd be so hard.
And then there's a pet monkey named Gerbils. It makes no sense.
80s was all about extra details that didn't need to be in the movie,
right?
Is what I kind of feel like.
Yep.
You know, like the fact that like in fucking going back to a sec for like the wizard, it's like, oh, it's his half brother though. Like,
yes.
I don't really think we need to specify like that really right. is not.
Or, and then you get really confused over the story. Like, so is the mom not the mom or is the, why is the right? dad there? Like yep. what's really going on here? And then they don't answer that.
No.
So it just leaves you with unnecessary questions about the movie.
And that like lunchbox has so much more significance than it really needs,
right?
You know, like it's very yeah. Anyway, all right, well maybe I can get you with this one.
Okay, I'm ready.
I don't know though, this might be up your alley.
I'm pumped.
I'm not ready to try to. I have one in here that's like straight up you'll never get this.
Okay,
maybe. But
I watch a lot of movies, Nate. Thanks, mom.
But we'll try this one. Okay, here we go. Start from the beginning.
Okay, yeah, start from beginning.
I'm addicted. I paid $1 for this track, so.
Okay, it's ours now.
Okay. So we're going to make a movie that involves our favorite things from the 80s. We're talking epic fucking names, truckers, arm wrestling, and of course, horrible families. The movie's going to be about this guy, fucking Lincoln Hawk. Nate, if that name doesn't tell you how epic this movie's going to be, you don't even know, okay? So Lincoln fucking Hawk, he's going to be a truck driver who's estranged from his wife and son. But his wife is going to be like, hey, you and your son need to bond, I guess, so go on this road trip. Now, the villain's going to be Grandpappy, because he's a rich bitch, and even though truckers make really good money and it's a very respectable career, that white-collar son of a bitch is going to try to derail his daughter's happiness and destroy her family. So naturally, the grandpa is going to do what every household elderly person would do. He's going to hire some goons to kidnap his grandchild. But fuck that, Lincoln Hawk ain't no pussy, so he's going to throw out the shit out of that. But you remember that mom who recommended this whole trip?
Yep.
Dead. Just straight up dead, Nate. So naturally, the kid's an asshole and blames his dad for this, even though his dad is named Lincoln fucking Hawk and caught in an arm wrestle. So somehow, the kid's gonna go running to Grandpappy's, but Lincoln Hawk is like, fuck it, I'll just ramrod my semi through the rich father-in-law's home, but naturally that's gonna get him arrested, even though he could have easily just used law enforcement to claim custody over his own kid.
Right.
Anyway, this is gonna roll into a scheme to get Hawk to sign over custody of his kid to his Grandpappy, because I guess Hawk is kind of an idiot and afraid of getting charges pressed for driving into a mansion. But that's not going to get Hawk down, oh no. Hawk's going to go to an arm wrestling championship because every 80s movie ends with a tournament. He's going to battle some guys you know are tough because their names are even more epic than his. We're talking John Grizzly and Bull Hurley.
Yes.
Okay, shit like that.
Anyway, we find out that Grandpa used to, behold, intercept the mail system, even though it's an incredibly secure government organization trick, which we see all the time. And we discover that Grandpappy actually hid all of Hawk's letters to his son growing up. And let's just totally forget the fact that payphones did in fact exist in the 80s, whatever. Which leads to the son showing up to the tournament where Hawk bets on himself, but the grandfather's still going to try to offer Hawk a pile of money to leave his grandson alone, as if they hadn't already signed legal documents giving him custody.
Yep.
In conclusion, Hawk is going to decline and win the tournament anyway. Hawk and his son make up and drive off into the sunset in a new Summy with a boatload of money. Name that movie.
Okay. I know the movie, but I had a feeling.
You gotta name it.
I had a feeling this was going to happen.
Oh, no.
So.
Let's see.
Let me see.
Let's see.
I'm going to go ahead and read one of my descriptions.
All right, let's go.
In this possibly action movie, the worst dad in America / truck driver is forced to take his son on a road trip with him. This is where we find out about his dad's passion, arm wrestling. He loves it so much he has even built in a weight set inside the cab of his truck so he'll never miss a workout. Eventually, the son runs off or some bullshit or something and they find each other, blah, 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 we're here for action. The finale takes place in Vegas of all places, because why not? It always does, at a world championship arm wrestling tournament. Apparently, it was a bigger deal in the 80s, and after this movie, I'm sure, shit gets real as the dad makes it all the way to the finals where he flips his hat around, thus going Super Saiyan and defeating a man that's four times his size. Pretty sure this was also based on a true story, maybe. Over the top.
It's called Over the Top because it's fucking ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Over the Top. Let me scratch that off now.
Oh, man.
I had a feeling this would happen.
I knew we were going to. And honestly, I knew you were going to do that one too, but I was like, it's too good not to take a stab at. It's too good.
What are the chances?
I knew. Dude, I told, like, guys, in the beginning, already, like, the wizard, I'm like, do you have one about a video game tournament? He's like, kind of. And I'm like, God damn it, this isn't helpful. And so we just, like, we're like, whatever. If we have duplicates, it'll be fun to see the other perspective. I knew there's no way Nate and I, like, and there's tons of 80 movies, like, lots of classics.
Right. Like, those are the biggest key points for me. The hat flip, which I still do at work
sometimes. I can't believe I didn't mention that in my
Right?
name.
And then the workout machine in the cab of his truck. Like, you're taking your kid and you have floating weights in your fucking truck. Like, that's the most dangerous fucking thing I've ever heard in my life. Like, this is the 80s. Like, you don't have to worry about a seatbelt, but let's not have giant chunks of metal.
Bad. And then I just love, too, these bad families. Like, with the wizard, like, I'm going to hire a bounty hunter to get my kid back.
Worst parents ever in the
80s. And then this grandfather is going to hire goons to kidnap his grandson to make his son hate his son-in-law. Like, what? Like, you guys have issues.
I wonder if it's set up for our parents where they would watch it and, like, look at us and be like, you know what? I'm not doing too bad.
Yeah.
At least I'm not these people.
Yeah, these guys suck.
Yeah, worst parents ever. I'm doing all right. My kid's alive.
It's crazy.
Not getting abducted by trucker people.
Reading through the summary of Over the Top, because I did see that movie, I was wondering, though, if, like, because it'd been a while, if that's, like, what... It reminded me of the ending of Dodgeball, where they, like, bet on themselves.
Yes.
The I'm like, oh, I bet he, like, takes the money from the grandfather. But, like, no, it's just straight up wins.
He wins.
He just beats a guy that's, like, three times his size. So it's whatever.
They were originally supposed to have the bull guy in the movie, but he's way too big. Like,
really?
Who the movie was about, he's way too big, and he would have just dwarfed Sylvester Stallone, so they're like, no, you can't be in the movie.
Yeah.
I think he makes a cameo somewhere in there.
Sorry, but I mean, this is literally kind of about you, but you make...
Sylvester looks tiny.
He looks Sylvia like a little too small.
Yeah, you can't be in there. I thought that was fun.
Imagine, like, I'd be so disappointed. Oh, this is the movie made for me, and I can't be in it.
You sons of bitches.
You sons of bitches.
I'm Bull.
Those names got me too. Fucking Lincoln Hawk.
Yeah.
And also, that's an 80s thing, right? John Grizzly.
Oh, yeah.
Bull Hurley. But apparently Bull, is that his actual name?
Real name, I think.
Well, he probably isn't.
He might have changed it, right? Yeah. But I swear in my hometown, there was a guy named Moose. I don't know if that was his real name, but people called him Moose. I think that was a thing back then. Like, what's an animal? Like, call me Badger.
You know, when I think of Moose, that's like a name of a character in Step Up, which is a movie series about street dancing.
Okay. I've never seen that.
Okay, apparently Moose persisted into the 90s and the early 2000s.
Oh, Moose.
Technically it's your turn.
Okay. Because I made six of them, so I think I have one extra.
Because I spent a lot of time on these.
Okay. All right, you ready?
Yeah, let's do this.
Okay. In this sweet sci-fi fantasy, a guy that lives in a trailer park, I say guy, I think he's supposed to be a teenager, but he looks like a full-grown man, plays some arcade game and finally beats the high score. He is then greeted by an elderly gentleman that turns out to be a fucking alien and says, let's go on an adventure. To make things easy, the geezer leaves behind some kind of clone thing. that takes the form of the Kid Man and proceeds to wreck his social life while he's away. Thanks a lot, alien geezer guy. Kid Man is then taken to some kind of spaceport where he's given a sweet translator thing and gets told how everyone is battling some other alien bad guy and we're losing so bad we've resorted to using arcade machines to lure children to come fight with us. He befriends some weird-looking wiener turtle poop guy. He looks like those three things all rolled into one. And then they fucking save the galaxy together just in time for him to get home and save his relationship. Seriously, though, the cover art and posters for this movie are fucking awesome. What is it?
I already know I don't know this movie.
You don't know this one?
I've never in my life heard of that.
Well, later I'll show you. We'll look up the penis turtle poop man.
And what is it? While you're telling, tell our listeners about this movie.
This movie is The Last Starfighter. And that's pretty much everything that happens. There's a galactic menace. He gets a high score on a machine. And somehow that translates into him being able to operate an actual alien spacecraft. So he's enlisted into the Starfleet, I guess. And then he beats the bad guys and then gets to go home and make out with his girlfriend. And seriously, I don't know if he's a teenager or a man. It never really explains it, but he does live in a trailer park.
I fucking never heard of this ever, dude.
Do you see the cover art, though? It's fucking
epic. Which one? I see two different ones. Because this is like multiple posters.
Nah, that one's okay, but that one looks cool.
Yeah, I was even like, that looks like a 90s or 2000s right? like star. And that's probably where the budget went.
Yeah, to the cover art. I'm sure. Cover Did you see art. The alien penis?
No,
man?
I'm looking. Oh, wow.
You see what I'm saying?
When you said that, I'm like, that sounds ridiculous, but straight up, this is an alien penis turtle man.
Poop man.
And I also see what you're saying about, is this a teenager or a middle-aged man? I cannot tell.
Yes.
I cannot tell.
Very, I just don't know. Because I'm pretty sure there's a lot of interactions with his mom and stuff. Maybe he's a guy who lives at home, but then he has like a teenage girlfriend. It's very confusing, but I still love this movie, Last Starfighter.
Crazy. I'm actually reading... Weird. The game's designer, Centura, reveals he created Starfighter as a training ground. It also kind of reminded me of, what's that children's book story where Ender's Game?
Oh, yeah.
It started to like remind me of Ender's Game, and then it got weird, and like, oh, I'd rather just watch Ender's Game.
And then also, I think Ernest Klein, the guy who made Ready Player One, made another book called Armada, and it takes heavily from this whole thing of like, you play a video game, get a high score, and now that qualifies you to be a trained pilot of some sort just by playing a video game.
God, I wish real life worked that way, Nate.
I know.
God, I wish playing video games well qualified you for anything.
If that worked out, I'd already be going to Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
I'm sure of it. No, sure. I wouldn't. I'm a loser. I suck.
All right. I'm tired of losing. So this one, I would be surprised if you got, but we'll see.
Okay.
All right.
I know mom's playing along at home, and I'm sure you're going to get every single one of these right. So I'm proud of you.
Yeah, mom and Nate, let's see. Let's see if you can do it. All right. Oh, I need the music.
Oh, yeah.
It really gets me in the zone.
Need the tunes. You got to get pumped up. Just like the 80s. You got to have good tunes.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I'm not going to lie. These movies did have good tunes.
Great soundtracks. All these movies.
We'll get into that on another episode.
Stay tuned for a special Highlander episode coming up. It's going to knock your socks off.
All right. Here we go. Okay. Girl and her father moved to Chicago after he retires from the army. The girl wants to be on a TV show where they dance. Think like Hairspray or whatever. I don't know, it was a different time. But gasp, it's forbidden. Probably because she's still in high school and that's generally a bad idea. Anyway, girl goes to Catholic school, girl makes friend. Friend and girl audition to be on dancing show in secrecy. Girl and friend piss off popular girl who vows to sabotage both of them and gets friend eliminated from audition. As revenge, girl and friend invite strangers and ruin the popular girl's birthday party. Gross. Oh, and there's a boy who dances with the girl and becomes her partner, and they fall in love. But popular girl threatens to have boy's daddy fired from his job, so boy and girl fight because being honest is hard. Okay? But meanwhile, girl's father finds out that she's been sneaking out to join a dance show, so naturally, he's gonna install security cameras and a guard dog. Okay? Yep. Girl's friend comes and cuts the cables to a likely very expensive security system that they escape. And then they somehow manage to not even encounter the guard dog, who seems in general to be a poor alternative to simply sitting down and explaining to his daughter why quitting high school to be a local television star is a horrible decision. Anyway, girl sneaks into the televised final audition, because again, 80s movies have to end with some kind of tournament or competition.
Yes.
And basically,
Now the boy's father supports his son, even if it's going to cost him losing his job, because he knows what we all know, which is that his son probably swings for the other team, and that television is probably a lot better than being a male hairdresser in the 80s.
Yes.
I made that part up, but that's fine.
Okay.
So, boy and girl tie with the evil popular girl and her irrelevant partner, and then, gasp, there's a dance-off, and the boy and girl win thanks to synchronized gymnastics that they practice during their steamy, hot, late-night dates. Oh, and the friend on the show is now on the show too that was eliminated before because of a fluke resignation. Oh, and somewhere in there, a random guy tries to assault the girl because it's the 80s and she won't go the fuck to bed instead of sneaking out at night. Name that film.
I'm really torn.
Talk me through. What are you thinking?
I got like three options in my head right now. It's either Dirty Dancing, Footloose, or what's the third option I'm thinking of? I can't think of the title right now.
Is it the one that's like Footloose, but it's not Footloose?
Right.
Flashdance?
Oh, yeah. That's the other one I was thinking of, Flashdance. But it's not that. I'm going to go with B. Is it Footloose with Kevin Bacon?
Wrong. See, yeah, a lot of these dancing movies are pretty similar. If I threw in Abortion and
that's Dirty Dancing,
that would be Dirty Dancing. It would have been a dead giveaway.
God.
I knew Dirty Dancing was even you. Yeah. As straight as you are, I've seen Dirty Dancing.
Of course I have.
But no, this is
I was waiting for Abortion too. I'm like, if he says Abortion, I know exactly.
Show me Abortion.
Yeah, come on. Looking on the board for Abortion. Nothing.
So this is actually Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Jessica
Parker is in it.
Horse face.
I only know of this because my sister watched it a couple of times. And I just remember, like, I don't know. It was just like a girl sneaking out a lot and her dad. It was like her dad's like the guy from Law and Order. And it was just that classic.
Right. And he was also in Dirty Dancing, yeah. Right? The same dude.
Oh, maybe I actually am thinking of Law and Order. Or he plays the same role. I don't know. I'll have to check that now.
I think he played a lot of dads.
A lot of dads.
Like, he walked in and they're like, all right, you're the dad. Like, you didn't even have to audition. Like, whoever that guy is, like, you're the dad. Fucking, you're in the movie.
So obviously that wasn't as like crazy bonkers as like Over the Top was.
Right.
But I think the point here is that you thought of literally like four different 80s movies. And so like the rom-coms or whatever you want to call them, the chick flicks of the 80s were all weirdly similar. And straight up, they were dancing. They were about
same storyline across the board.
I can't even tell you the difference right now between Flashdance and Footloose.
Right.
I
Footloose had Kevin Bacon.
Yeah. I could not tell you. All right. I want to know if it's the same dad. Now.
Is it?
Like, I'm not sure. I'm checking.
Because he played the dad in, like, everything. Like, he was a dad.
Gotta find out.
We need to.
But
man, these 80s movies.
You know?
I think there was a lot of them, too. Like, a lot of the action movies and everything were like, hey, we're just going to follow the same fucking formula. Mm-hmm. And people are going to
eat this up. If it's not broke, don't fucking fix it.
Right?
Right? I gotta know. I have to know. I need to find the cast. No, I think it's a different dad.
Ah, shucks.
But they had Shannon Doherty in this movie. Fucking Helen Hunt.
Ooh,
Helen Hunt. If Helen Hunt wasn't in it, it wasn't an 80s movie.
Right.
Right?
Love me some Helen.
Where did she go? What happened to Helen Hunt?
I don't know.
She's like the Carmen Sandiego of like the 80s.
Where did she go?
Where'd
the same thing was like Elizabeth Shue. Like, where did she go? And then she came back only as Elizabeth Shue.
All right. What do you got for me?
Okay, here we go.
Hold on.
I'm glad that everything's working out so good. We didn't plan this, but this one. And this rom-com that actually has my mom's cousin in it for like one scene.
What?
Swear to God, he's in it. If we watch it, I will pause it and show it to you.
Okay.
Some dumb blonde steals her mother's most expensive dress in order to look older and more available to men that are way older than her. And then she gets some wine spilled on her. She's not drinking age, mind you, at a party with booze, which is pretty sus. The whole thing, this chick is like wanting these older dudes to hit on her. She's still a high school girl. The whole thing's really weird. But besides that, so she goes to the dry cleaners, and she obviously can't afford to have this very nice dress cleaned. But lucky for her, there is a nerd who happens to see what is going on, and he is way, way too handsome to be a nerd. He has the funds. Side note, I think he was saving up for a telescope. I think that was the nerdiest thing they could come up with at the time. He was going to buy a telescope with this money. So anyways, he blackmails this floozy in her dire time of need. Just pretend to go out with me, and you'll never believe what happens next, Nate. Believe it. She makes him handsome in like 5 seconds, and then drama unfolds, and then they fall in love. And they even ride off together on a riding lawnmower. Name that movie.
Is this one the Molly Ringwald?
No, it is not, actually.
No, nope. Shit, okay.
It has a, what's his name, Dr. McDreamy in it.
Oh yeah, yeah, that guy. He's never been my thing. He's never been my McDreamy.
Oh, okay.
Wow, I'm real bad. You were kicking my ass today. I'm so embarrassed to be on the show.
I've watched this like six times, all six of those times with my mom.
No, what is it?
It's Can't Buy Me Love.
I've heard
Can't
of it.
Buy Me Love.
I've heard it, but that is what. All right, so all the movies you mentioned so far. No, I haven't heard of the fucking Starfighter one either, actually. So, no, those are two movies I just straight
right. up. This one was a little bit reversed, because usually the formula was it's an ugly girl, and we're going to make the ugly girl pretty and have friends and everything. And this one was side-swapped, wacky 80s style. We're going to make the nerdy dude handsome.
What's the other...
And then he gets handsome and turns out to be a dick, just like in every other movie. Whoever turns handsome turns into a dick. And I've always been handsome, so apparently I've been a dick my whole life, according to movies.
As so far... My experience with you, yeah, that's been the case.
See, vouched.
I really like how in what is it called? Not Another Teen Movie. There's like the scene where they do like the transformation of the girl, and they just take her glasses off, and they're like, done. And like that's basically what it is.
Oh,
right?
Got her out of those,
like,
painted overalls.
They're already hot, and then they just do like the most simple thing. Right.
Like it's nerds so in real life stupid. Do not look like that, dude.
It's so dumb. All right, what else you got? Because I only have. The rest I'm just going to kind of ad-lib.
Okay, I only got one more.
Okay.
So, this is one of my favorite movies of all time. All
right.
It should be easy to guess. In this dark comedy, a young couple dies, like within the first 10 minutes of the movie. Immediately after that, a New York family moves in with an overworked father, a loopy mother, their daughter, the type of girl I thought I was going to marry at this age, you know, but obviously I didn't. And then they're obviously super gay friend or uncle or something. Either way, he's extremely gay, but they never come out and say it. I think that's another 80s thing that's common going around in these movies. So eventually, the selfish dead couple get fed up with their new roommates and decide to ask a poltergeist for help. And you'll never fucking guess what happens. That was a bad idea. Who would have thought? And eventually, they all team up together, blah, blah, blah. They take on and destroy basically the best character in the whole fucking movie and beat him. And become best friends. Oh, and at one point they go to Saturn. Name the movie.
Yeah, Beetlejuice. That's weren't they doing another? I thought there was like talks that there's gonna be another Beetlejuice coming.
I thought so.
I would like that. You know, that what a fucking unique concept for a movie.
Honestly, oh, yeah.
I really dig it. And also, do you remember the animated Beetlejuice cartoon?
I do remember that.
That shit was hot.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Lit.
Like I seriously growing up thought that Lydia was gonna be like my wife someday, like super depressed, dark hair. And then it rolled over into Christina Ricci in the Addams Family movies.
I was just gonna and say then I bet if you liked her, you liked
Yeah, oh I loved her.
Yeah. Whatever about Beetlejuice chick, but Wednesday Addams.
Yeah.
I still have like a man crush on her.
Oh yeah. She's got it going on. Just understands my life, you know what I mean?
Yeah. See, the rest are so iconic, it's like, why even try? But, okay, so, whiny girl hates her blood kin, so, a gender fluid, wizard extraterrestrial kidnaps baby and commence gene world sequence thing where there's, like, a giant, set of puzzles and then weird, like, animatronic goblin things. And then a lot of crotch.
A lot of crotch.
And musical numbers. And then also a lot of like weird puppets that are like creepy looking. But it's also like a really good movie, I guess, if you can get over the girl complaining.
Ooh, okay. Yes. That's Labyrinth.
Of course.
I also like that movie a lot. And there was it was tough choosing too, because there was actually a lot of really good animated movies that came out in the 80s.
Yeah, I didn't know where we stood on like using animated movies, right? You know, kind of honestly.
Because what there was Akira that came out in the 80s.
That's a huge call.
The Hobbit cartoon, I think, came out in the 80s. There was one other one that piqued my interest. There was a Disney one, Fox and the Hound, that I watched a million times younger, but I wasn't going to do that one.
Did you? Yeah. Did you? That shit's sad.
Yeah, it is.
Then there was a direct fucking VHS sequel, and that was
weird. Not good.
That was not.
But good. The original Fox and the Hound, yeah. You're like, what? Like a kid shouldn't be subjected to that.
Yeah, dude. I straight up. Anyway, what I wanted to ask you was, there was a few movies I had like in my head. I'm like, oh, I want to do this movie. 1991. Oh. There was a lot, not a lot, but there was a few that like fell like right after that window right. that I was bummed out about.
I think there was one movie that I wanted to get. And which one was it? I'm having a hard time remembering right now. But it rolled right into 1990, so I couldn't use it. Oh, and there was another one I wanted to use, but it was actually 1977 or something it came out in.
Well, what was that one? Because if we did a 70s, I would not get it.
Right.
So
God, I can't remember. It feels like an 80s movie, but it's not. And I, for the life of me, I should have wrote it down anyways. But I can't remember which one it was. Because I was just scrolling through a list, and I was like thinking about movies, and it popped up. And I'm like, ooh, I'm going to use that. But it didn't go within our date of the 80s.
It's so funny, because I feel like anything old just feels like 80s. Right. Like, if it was old, it probably wasn't 70s, it was 80s. If it was old, if it was 90s, it was probably 80s. Like, I don't know. That's how I kind of feel. Like, if I think it's, like, newer, it's, like, late 90s, 2000s.
Right.
In my head, that's how, like, it gets, like, sorted and stuff. I'm not going to name the movies that I wanted to for 90s. Cause I think we should fucking do this again
for
the 90s. We should do another decade at some point.
Cause keep it a mystery.
90s, you know, was more my jam. We are true 90s kids. So I think there's more to offer. And I think we'll both have more like obscure shit to do.
Be more well-rounded on the 90s movies.
Exactly. But yeah, 80s, like if I had to just like guess what the 80s were about from these movie pitches, it's about dancing. Uh-huh. It's about drugs. It's about internalizing your homosexuality.
Yes.
I'm laughing too much on my own. It's about truckers.
Truckers. Tournaments.
Tournaments for sure.
Big tournaments.
Bad families.
Terrible families.
Terrible family. And space.
Yep.
A little bit of space.
Ooh, a lot of space. Because there was there was another one I wanted to do. God, I think Enemy of Mine and Me and My Dad. That was actually Me and My Dad movie. We watched that like 3 or 4 times. And that one was really weird, I remember, because the alien looked super cool and it was a man and an enemy alien, like both got stranded on the same planet and they had to learn to like work together. But then somehow the alien man got pregnant and then he dies, right? And then like the human dude's got to take care of this new alien baby that's supposed to be an enemy.
What?
Yeah, I should have done that one, but all these I did and wrote out. I didn't look up a summary. I just went through a list of movies. I was like, okay, I remember that movie, and I just did a summary from my head. That's why they're coming out this way.
Damn. Yeah, there were some opportunities we missed too, like War Games, but they just
would have been so obvious. I love War Games.
Like a lot of these, I was like, it would be really hard to.
Right. And what was that Val Kilmer one where he was super smart but didn't apply himself? There was something like that.
Ooh, what's that
one? Yeah, you haven't seen that one? It's Val Kilmer's in it when he looks young and handsome. And he's like a super genius prodigy guy, but he doesn't apply himself. And then like some shenanigans happens and he ends up saving the day. Typical 80s fucking bullshit. Mm. But it was actually a pretty good watch.
Interesting. When we do the 90s, what genres do they? I think a lot of my movies in the 90s, and I don't want you to look this up, but I think they're going to be comedies.
Okay.
A lot of the movies, I think... are going to be weird comedies.
Okay.
Like, all right, I'll give one away. I won't use it, but because I have so much source material from the 90s. Have you heard of Down Periscope?
Oh, with
fucking Frasier, whatever his name is.
Yes.
I love that movie, and it's so fucking weird. It's a lot of those, you know, like fucking,
like the silly zany.
Yep. Or like, what's that? What was the Wayans brothers, but he's like a drill sergeant.
Major Payne.
Major Payne. Yeah. Major like Payne. A lot of those like stand out for me. So then there's plenty of the like teenager rom-com stuff. So I think you're going to see a lot of those. A lot of comedies, a lot of rom-coms for me in the 90s.
I'm going to be doing a lot of horror.
Yes.
Because I wanted to squeeze in some horror on this, but I wasn't so familiar. Like Hellraiser came out in the 80s and I love Hellraiser, but I wasn't comfortable enough making a fake summary about it.
Okay.
Even though I love that movie and I shouldn't because it's gory and disgusting. There's no way I should have been watching that.
It's tough. The only research you can do is watching a movie you haven't seen. That's what I'm going to say for these like challenges. Cause like, you know, I don't know horror movies very well. So I'll have to watch like at least like a lot of the main ones
so
I can make sure that I don't like miss out on these. But yeah, I'm not going to look through like a list of horror movies and read synopsises. I'm just going to try to like
maybe brush up on it,
brush up a little bit, but I'll just watch the like ones I should have anyway. Okay.
So next time we do this, it's going to be the 90s.
I think so. Man, I got nothing else to say.
Me either. I had a lot of fun doing these, and the same beating the dead horse thing. If you guys liked what you saw, leave comment. Let us know what you thought.
Did you guess them? Did anyone get them all aside from Nate's mom?
Yeah, if you got them all, then besides my mom, then you're full of shit.
My mom might have too, but I don't know. I felt it's kind of weird. I felt like she was home a lot, obviously, but she worked a lot, and I feel like all these movies I watched with my siblings. Like my mom was there. Maybe she was like, you know how you like don't recognize that adults are around when you're younger? We talked about it in another episode of like, if you like were at a store and you looked at something, you just assume they didn't exist. And then you're like, wow, how did you know I wanted this? Like, so I don't know if I just don't remember my mom necessarily like being behind me when I watched this. I know my dad 100% was next to me for like a lot of these like Highlander shit like that. Like,
right.
He was always there. I can tell you the movies I watched with my dad, but my mom, I don't remember if they were just on the background. She's probably just busy like cleaning or cooking or doing, keeping everything, you know, not on fire basically, but she was probably there. So
see, and then one of the movies I did want to do, and I just looked it up to verify, was Peach Dragon, but that was in 1977. And
what's that?
Mom is the only person that would watch that movie with me. And even my family today will not watch that movie with me. And I fucking love it. So it's about this orphan kid, right? And he's an orphan and he gets sold to these hillbilly hicks. And that's even one of the songs. It's terrible, terrible thing. They even sing a song like, we gotta build a sail right here. So they bought this child, right? And then he leaves away, but it turns out he's got an imaginary dragon that only he can see unless the dragon decides to show himself to other people. So it's a real dragon. He can just stay invisible, I guess. And they go into this new town, try to make new lives for themselves. And then the dragon's just a terrible fucking person because he's a dragon. He's not a person. He's a terrible person, but he's a great dragon. And he's causing all kind of mischief. And since he's invisible, everybody in the town thinks this guy did it, you know, the little kid, which doesn't make sense because the dragon's walking through new cement. And he's leaving dragon-sized footprints, like three-toed footprints. And they're like, this fucking orphan kid did it, this son of a bitch. Like, how did he do it? You know, he's poor, he's got nothing, he's dirty in overalls. So anyways, he goes to this lighthouse and makes a friend with this lady. And she's like, oh, you're so cool. And he's like, oh, thanks, you're the only person that likes me. And then she's like, has her own sob story. She's like, my husband was lost at sea. And like, oh my God, that's terrible. And then it has, I think Mickey Rooney is his name, plays a drunk dad of the lighthouse lady. And he's just like, oh, I saw a dragon, you know, he's all drunk. And he gets his drunk friend and they go befriend the dragon in the cave. And then the dragon makes all kinds of, he's a cartoon dragon, by the way. He's drawn cartoon in a real life action movie. It's a cartoon dragon. And this is all critical to the story. And then there's also another, if the one bad guy family wasn't enough, the hillbillies, I think there was four of them, two kids, a mom and a dad. If that wasn't enough, they also throw in another bad guy, and he is like a snake oil salesman. Like, he says he has all these miracle cures, he's actually a piece of shit, but he wants to capture the dragon so he can make actual real potions. And all this unfolds, blah 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 blah. They get into a big fight, scuffle. The dragon finds the fucking lighthouse lady's husband at sea and brings him back, and oh my God, now they're a big happy family and they adopt Pete.
How long is this movie?
Pretty much my description was the length of the movie.
It was, holy goodness.
But that's how much I love that movie, Nate.
You know, it's kind of weird. I think with the 90s, what's kind of going to be interesting there is that there started to be a lot more special effects. I mean, it started in the 80s,
right.
But the 90s like started to mainstream special effects in movies. And you would think that would create more like creativity in movies, but I almost feel like it limited movies to like, all right, since we're going to actually animate this or, you know, throw some like special effects in here, it has to be something our production company can like actually come up with.
Right.
So I felt like they reined it in a lot more. Where in the 70s, they're like, fuck it, we're just going to do whatever the fuck you just described. With
through a cartoon person, claymation people, whatever.
Let's fucking do it.
Right. Yeah. I think that held back a lot of the movies too, because like if you watch an old Twilight Zone or like Hitchcock show, that shit's scary, and they only use dialogue. They don't really have special effects. But nowadays, they just throw special effects in your face, and it really bogs down the story.
It does. It really, you know? It absolutely. You know, we've all watched that movie that we're like, wow, like there's so much of, you know, like focus on the effects, but then like where, you know, like you didn't tell me a really enthralling story, which is why I'm here at the end of the day. You know,
or you got to have something like an Avengers that needs 12 movies to have a story, you know, to have one cohesive story needs like 12 movies.
I'm going to say it, guys. I'm over the Marvel stuff, you know?
Me too.
I do kind of want to watch these like Disney series. I'm glad we're kind of out of the movie realm and that, but I just don't have time to watch every single, and like, you know, the, like the advantage of it all being the same universe and being connected is also its disadvantage. Cause I'm like, so I have to watch all of this to get all the references.
Right.
Like, I just can't do
it. It's too much to care about every single side character to watch their own spinoff show.
It's so funny, but I'm actually starting to like swing back to like, I just want single series with like four seasons. It ends Castlevania. I'm talking about Castlevania.
Boom, done.
Here, I'm going to throw this crazy idea out.
Okay. Let me hear it.
My mom comes in November.
Okay.
I feel like we need to get our moms on an episode.
Ooh.
And then we quiz them on like maybe 80s movies.
Because we're always talking them up, but people don't know.
I know. People don't know. And also, like, I think your mom's a fucking like pop culture, at least 80s like pop culture, right? Like know-it-all. And I want to see, is it true? Or are you just talking her up?
Right.
Know? And then my mom is going to be here. So why not? Let's just do it.
Let's do it.
I don't know if I'm speaking for her. She is a huge nerd too. My mom goes to this day. She goes, she lives in Rhode Island. She does the Rhode Island Comic Con. She dresses up as Star Trek. So my mom is also a big nerd. I don't know like if movies is necessarily her focus. Maybe like if it was books or something, I don't know. So I feel like there needs to be like Nate's mom versus Nate's
like
mom.
A common ground thing.
Yeah, we'll have to figure it out, but I'm just throwing it out there. Nate's mom, if you're listening, I challenge on behalf of my mom to a duel.
All right, let's see what happens.
All right, guys, thanks for listening. If you, you know, you listen to this episode, go ahead and let us know on social media. Did you know every one of these movies?
No, you fucking didn't.
No way. You did not watch Girls Just Want to Have Fun unless you were my sister, and then you definitely did.
Nobody's seen that. If I haven't seen it, nobody's seen it except for Nate's sister.
He's going to like delete it from IMDb.
Yeah, it's done. Done. Not a real movie.
It's like that scene in Star Wars where Yoda's like, if the system doesn't exist, it's not there, or someone deleted it. Like,
right.
Anyway. Anyway, yeah, so go ahead, leave a comment, whatever, subscribe, share our stuff. If you like this episode, help us grow an audience, because it's okay if you don't want to leave a comment, but then fucking find somebody who will and
yes.
Let them listen to our show.
Yep.
God damn it. It's only $1, our Patreon.
Yep.
And yeah, I just crammed and mixed up all of our call to actions in one. So you got anything else, Nate?
We're fucking funny.
See you next week.
Bye.